Well, I went on in the Air Force then after high school. And I come home one day on leave, and I run into Ross. And you know how you'll do, slap each other on the back and this and that and the other. I said, well, you had to look at Ross while you was talking to him because he had a hearing defect. He never could hear. And I said, Ross, how's it going? Everybody had a nickname. I said, Ross, how's it going, son? He said, oh, pretty good, David. He said, you know, I got married. I said, no. He said, yeah, she's in there in the laundromat. Well, I'd been right next door at the grocery store there, the reason I run into him. And I said, in the laundromat? Oh, yeah, she's washing clothes, her and the kids. She had 8 kids by somebody else, I reckon. And Ross had this little baby by her, and it looked just like him. It was a little girl on top of that. I said, Ross, that's a mighty pretty young and looks just like you, big brown eyes and all. He said, well, thank you. I said, well, what have you been doing lately? He said, oh, I'm still in school. I said, still in school? See, he was 2 or 3 years older than me, and that would have made him about 34 years old. And I said, where are you going to school? Oh, down Cedar Grove. And I knew Cedar Grove was an elementary school. I said, what are you taking down there? Do they have some kind of special courses or something? He said, no. He said, I'm still in the 8th grade. I said, still in the 8th grade? He said, yeah, but I've made up my mind to one thing. I said, what's that, Ross? If I don't pass next year, I've decided to quit.